Oh, I never knew I loved you till you left me. Oh, I never knew that you cared till you were gone. I was young and foolish, didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know I lost you till you're gone. Oh, I never knew I loved you till you were gone. Baby, please tell me that this is all fake. I thought we was good, we was gonna make some shake. No reason, half baking that just take the cake. How you up and just leave me in that life until you was in like a dragon, not like a snake. And yeah, this one hurts, but I've been in, don't break. So I'm gonna go out and get me another. And I'm praying this out with me for each other.
We're back to the Neil Haley Show. Wow, that was awesome. That's a great way to start the show. And I'm excited to welcome to the show again Frank DeVille Greenfield. He's a multi-platinum guitarist and record producer, two-time Grammy nominated, award-winning film and TV producer. How are you, Frank? Thanks for stopping by, man.
I am good, and thank you so much for having us. We are honored. I want to introduce my pal, co-collaborator, Liso. Yes, he's a famous actor and rapper and
Singer, I do it all, so.
singer, but really a phenomenal, talented guy. We have him featured on our new single, Early in the Morning, and he just wrote a great song. He also came up with a dance. He's a dancer too, so we're excited about that.
So how did this kind of start, Frank? Kind of give me the specifics of how you guys met.
Well, actually, we met through our management
Yes.
and our publicity team. So we're actually both East Coasters, but we didn't meet back there. So we're with Creative Crew, Gig Productions, and our publicist is Ruth Davis Consulting. And we were doing this single, Early in the Morning, and we wanted to put, a rap on it, and we wanted a notable rapper, and his flow just came in. It just worked out so good. We had worked with a few different ones, and they were all good. But this one really, the collaboration was on point. So that's how we did it.
It sounds like definitely the collaboration was on point. Everything hit the way it needs to do, and it's unbelievable. So, Lisa, you're an actor too. So, kind of explain your whole background for our audience.
Yes, I've been acting since I was about 5 years old. My most notable role you probably know me from is The Wire. I was on there for about 2 to 3 seasons. I also a special guest starred on Law and Order, Person of Interest, and Unforgettable. I also make music. I rap, I sing. I do have some music coming out very soon. I've been doing a lot of different projects and features for a lot of artists back home in the DMV, in DC, Maryland, Virginia area. And yes, like Frank was just mentioning, I am coming up with a dance. For the salt. So I can't wait to show y'all. And yeah, I'm excited.
And that's the thing. So, Frank, were you a fan of his when he was on The Wire? Were you a fan of the show?
Actually, I was. I really loved that show. Of course, I didn't know him then, but I'm really particular about what I watch and everything. It was very intriguing, great storyline, and great acting. So, yeah. Fan before I met him.
All right, so let's talk, Frank, go back to your story of music and how that all started. Tell me a little bit about that. Because we're going to have a part two because we want to just get out the music, and part two will be next week, but go ahead, kind of explain.
Yeah, so I moved out to LA in 2003. I was, I went to music college, Westminster Conservatory of Music in Princeton, New Jersey, studied jazz and classical, and did a lot with, as far as I actually could in Philly. There's not much music scene for me, someone like me back there. I kind of grew up in, I loved funk, disco. I loved everyone from Herb Albert, George Benson, Casey and the Sunshine Band, Sly and the Family Stone. I loved all Beach Boys. I just, loved all of it. So I learned a lot of my craft back there. And I also learned, I acquired a really good business sense, which helped me later on in my career, because the music business, the word business is bigger than the word music. And it really is about the business of music. So Real quick, I moved out to LA. I only knew one person. I can't say I networked good or it was I met somebody and it was a Cinderella story. I worked really hard. I met what would become one of my long-term friends and co-writing and producing partner, Lamar Van Sciver, actually. And him and I actually produced this version of Early in the Morning. So we started to work, you know, we caught the ear of several labels. We were writing tracks, writing, you know, ghostwriting. We got, you know, into music publishing. And so that's kind of how the journey, you know, started. I was always into performing. I toured with a few, you know, funk groups. And, you know, in everyone's music career, everyone has their own, you know, musical story or music manifesto. And I've always been a performer, you know, a recording artist and producer. Even though I don't know how to engineer, I know creatively how to make things, you know, work. And so that's kind of how it happened. But it's long, I mean, I worked long 16, 18-hour days working on music for, you know, labels and different artists. And I was very fortunate to get on some great projects and you know, bring what I needed to bring. So a couple of
So
years
you got
ago,
here,
started
so
the family of
absolutely.
funk in the
Right.
pandemic. Yeah. And funk was always, you know, my thing. We came up with a brand, a marketing plan, and so I just that's how it started.
Now, Lisa, when you heard about him reaching out to get you guys together, was that intriguing for you, especially to as a musician, as a rapper and stuff, to kind of collaborate with something like this?
Oh yeah, for sure. 'Cause I try to stay as open as I possibly can in terms of you know, my music and what I'm, you know, what lanes I'm trying to get into and then working with different artists in general. And he's clearly experienced. Clearly experienced. So I mean, I'm gonna grab, you know, the first opportunity or something like that, especially working with Frank. So you know, he's clearly a dope artist, great musician, and I'm just thankful and happy he was wanted to work with me.
Yeah. So what made you, Lisa, decide you're going to not just do acting but music too? Has that always been?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of raised in the church. So coming from you know, doing praise and worship at church and singing and everything, my mom kind of introduced the recording thing to me and thought it would be a great idea for me to learn how to get into the studio and start recording it. And so I didn't really start really recording music and being a recording artist until I was like in college. So yeah, it's been an experience, and again, I'm just thankful to have the connections and have met, you know, different artists and different musicians and learning everything from everybody. So,
That's huge because you gotta learn from people, right? It's a
yes,
process.
correct. Always learning.
And
All
then,
it's the journey, man. Always learning. Always elevating to the next. Yeah.
and that's the key. And anything you do, and then Frank, again, you've been in the movie biz too, so you kind of are able to relate to Lizzo in that way, right? Because you of the different things in the conversations.
You know, absolutely. You know, there's always, you know, to stay relevant, I'm always learning, always with different, you know, people, different ages or different, you know, cultures. You know, I realized, you know, coming out here, you know, I had a mentor that said, Frank, if you want to be on the radio, you can listen to the radio. And you listen to pop radio, or when you're making records or doing, you know, music for film and TV, it's got to be like, you know, radio ready, what's hot right now. It's and it's there's a difference between being a fan of a style and a peer. You know, you can be I'm a fan of many different styles, but what I do is, you know, funk, R&B, pop, a lot of hip hop. And that's what's in film and TV, that's what's on the radio, and that's how you make a living in the music industry. Yeah, so
Are you seeing Frank specifically enough? This is like, you know, with starting this during the pandemic, your band that now, you know, you've worked with so many amazing artists like Celine Dion, and you worked with again, you know, with De Demi Lovato and all these things and these unbelievable artists, that now it's time for you to shine after you've helped other mu musicians shine, artists shine.
Well, yes, you know, I again back to the artistic manifesto. I've always been a performer. I don't think about. I appreciate what you're saying. To shine, you know, I also realized working with with other artists, you know, you could put a lot of time and effort into a situation, and there's talent there, there's marketing in there, but it doesn't work out for one reason or the other. Happens many times. Despite your best intentions, things do not always work out. So, you know, I got, you know, after touring with a few bands, you start to see, you know, this was great. It's being great being a part of someone else's project. But I also saw, okay, if I can, not that I'm a control person, but if I can control this, if I can control the branding and the marketing, I know enough about business sense now and enough about the music industry to navigate it correctly rather than waiting on someone else. So again, we had a, you know, with the Family of Funk, we had a great marketing plan, you know, in all different aspects, even being brand ambassadors or, you know, TV. And so in a sense, what you're saying is yeah, now it's time for the Family of Funk. I always am still doing, you know, working with my music publishing, you know, project. I'm always, you know, getting placements on older songs. It's a lot of administration, you know, work. There's always the business side of that, which I'm always doing. But then I'm also, you know, developing new music for the band, you know, working with the band, running the band, you know, doing the shows, working with the publicity, with the management. You know, it's a lot of work. So now it's kind of like it's our time, but based on my experience in the past, if that makes any sense. Yeah.
Exactly. And you still work with other artists still. You still have other business ventures as a business person, right? You don't
I
continue.
do. Well, you know, when I have a large music catalog that's always, you know, maybe about 200, over 200 like, titles that are being placed in film and TV. Some of them have been placed in many, many different shows. And those things require, I'm always signing new licensing deals through HFA or Music Reports, things like that. It just, you know, so always working even on with your old music catalog, as well as working on your new content. So my new content now, instead of working from film and TV, which I'm always looking for opportunities to work in more in film and TV, but now that kind of like the band is coming first. You know, right now we've got, you know, the single coming out. We're going to do this remix contest. And, you know, so we're kind of, you know, working on that hype, working on that promotion. And that kind of takes, you know, precedent
All right.
over everything else. But then in the meantime, there's all this other stuff going on too. You know, it's like I sold trucks back in, I lived in Philly, and I had the sales department, I had the service department, I had
Right.
the parts department, and they all made business. You know, and each one was really important. So it's kind of the same thing with music, just a different product.
Now, Lisa, are you acting still? Doing acting as well?
Yes, I am still acting. The most recent thing I've done, I was in a short film that was directed by Yousef Platinum Pen Maze. Right now, it's called The Mechanic's Rose. It was actually part of the Hollywood Film Festival down here last year, or Hollywood Short Film Festival, and it was really good. So I'm still working on that, but music right now is kind of my focus. And again, just trying to learn as much as okay I can, absorb as much as I can, work with as many people as I can, and just try to get myself out there.
Exactly. All right. And so, Frank, let's talk the gimmick real quick. The hair. How did you come up with the hair? And again, like I like giving the gimmick when I look in your IMDb because the hair changes sometimes. How'd you come up with the hair?
Yeah. Okay, great point. We changed the hair. You know, it's about, you know, always staying relevant, always switching it up, you know, becoming a brand. When you become a brand, you become timeless. And I've just learned no matter what it is, even if it's, you know, decorating my house, switching things up, making things, you know, what looks good. It's the same thing with music. What sounds good? What is relevant? You know, and now what, you know, I'm fortunate enough to say, okay, what Frank thinks looks good or sounds good, the industry says it's good. Not that I need that, but it is part of putting your look together. And even being like a brand ambassador or an endorser for products, you have to have a strong marketing brand. And companies want to see, what can you bring to us? Not how much free stuff can you get from us, but what can you bring to our brand? So, you know, when you look a certain way, you conduct yourself a certain way, no matter what you're wearing, no matter how you have your hair, you know, so, oh, this is going to bring attention to my brand.
It's going to elevate it. Exactly. And that's the key thing, is you build your following and stuff like that, and then you figure out another product or service you can endorse, or create your own product and service, which is, that's what the industry is becoming. More and more entertainers and other people are saying, we cannot rely on the movie and TV and film anymore. We have to create a brand to work with these big corporations and companies, or partner up with them to make money, because it's changing the way the trajectory of everything is going now. It's not
Yeah,
about
sure.
your sounds or music listens. That doesn't mean anything. I keep telling people to try to monetize their podcast. Get, if you're a service-based business, get people that are going to be your clients on your show, and you're going to monetize the heck out of it. If you don't have a service-based business, you have a really good podcast, you get the people on that are entertaining, build the following, and then have those people buy whatever your product or service is. And that's the bottom line. It's at the end of the day, that's what it brings in. As Neil Patel talks about, what's your TAM, which I got to learn more about, but he's like the marketing guru Patel. But those are the things that you got to look at to become better. And you got to go place yourself and learn constantly, whatever industry you're in, so that you can go ahead of the curve. Be things change. Like social media is changing every second. How do you keep up with
Right.
that and figure it all out and say, what the heck? I got to stay 15 hours a day on social media. When I had conversations with actors 5 years ago, and they're saying they won't even have an account. Things have definitely changed, and it's all about evolving, not just staying stagnant. And I see Frank, you're doing that. Lisa, you're doing the same thing. Where's best people connect with you guys? Where can they go?
That is it, man. What you said right there is everything. Things must change. Getting into the game, they were still selling CDs, and it was about artists were getting signed to 360 deals. Now, like, everything is different. Social media takes off, but it's all about the branding and all about diversifying. Again, it comes down to the artistic manifesto. Do you want to be there's people who do great in playing in tribute bands. They're like, I want to this new music is terrible. I'm just, a rock person. I have a lot of my friends that are on the East Coast and they're still doing the same thing, which is fine if that works for them. But that's not going to be my artistic manifesto. So that's what you said is a brilliant execution of words and how you put
I'm
it
trying
together.
to become that marketing guru that provides all types of services, as I'm leading with podcasting to everything in digital marketing. And that's coming very, very soon to a theater near you. Best place to go is where? Best place to go right now is where, guys? Where can we go? Divine info. Go. For you, for
You can catch me on Instagram. You can follow me at THU.LISO. I also stream on Twitch as well. I do game a little bit, so you want to follow me on there. And yeah, that's also the link in my bio on my Instagram.
what about you, Frank? For the music and everything,
What's that?
for the music, where can they go? For the music.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. www.thefamilyoffunk.com. We're also on Family Funk Facebook. We're on the Family of Funk Instagram. My personal EPK is frankdevillegreenfield.com. That has everything that I've done for the past, 20 years, and older music, some of the older placements, and what I'm doing now. So we're all over, and that's where you can find us.
All right, sounds great, guys. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you so
All
much.
right, listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a